With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new poll conducted by YouGov on behalf of Rural Voices USA found that 71% of farm families across five Midwestern states say they're more likely to support a congressional candidate who votes for year-round E15 legislation. The survey included respondents from Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, and it also found that a majority of all rural voters at 57% say a candidate's support of E15 would make them more likely to vote for that candidate. Rural voters see the farm crisis enveloping their communities and are looking for answers from Congress, said the chairman of Rural Voices USA, Chris Gibbs. This survey shows that rural voters and farm families want their members of Congress to go to bat for them on E15 because it ripples across the farm economy. Gibbs also added that members of Congress would be wise to listen and stop the delays in passing that legislation. Farmers are facing high input costs, trade uncertainty, and surging grain production. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke directly about those challenges during the recent Commodity Classic in San Antonio, her home state. The secretary told attendees that between 2020 and 2024, fuel costs increased 33%, seed costs were up 19%, fertilizer prices rose by 48%, and labor up 44%, and interest expenses were up 71%. We're 7 years out from the last farm bill, and all of this information we're trying to work with is so outdated. That coming from Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association. He continued, "Our costs are so different that we have to get something done. It's like they've forgotten about rural America." There were some stern conversations and tension between farm leaders and representatives of major seed, fertilizer, machinery, and chemical companies during the opening day of the Commodity Classic. Delegates to the National Farmer Union's 124th Convention unanimously re-elected Rob LaRue and Jeff Kipley as the organization's president and vice president, respectively. Each will serve another two-year term. "I'm honored to have been given the full faith and confidence of the Farmers Union membership to continue fighting for family agriculture every day," said LaRue. "America's family farmers and ranchers are the cornerstone of our country, and the NFU is the strongest and most dedicated national organization fighting for them." During his three terms as president, LaRue has led an organizational focus on member engagement, particularly among the next generation of Farmers Union members. "Being trusted by family farmers and ranchers to advocate for them in Washington and across the country is one of the greatest honors of my career," said South Dakota's Kipley, who is beginning his third term as NFU vice president. The enrollment period remains open for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which is providing $11 billion in one-time bridge payments to row crop producers and $1 billion for specialty crops. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said improving the farm economy is a top priority of the agency. "We have simplified and streamlined the application process for the bridge program to ensure producers get the financial assistance they need as quickly as possible while kicking off their spring planting season," Rollins said. "If our farmers are not able to economically continue their operations, then we will not be able to feed ourselves in this country." Pre-filled applications will be available online to producers with a login.gov account who filed their 2025 crop acreage report for eligible commodities. April 17th is the deadline to submit completed FBA applications. Producers can complete those applications online or submit them to their FSA county office. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.